Shalom Aleichem, Chevra. In this week's Parsha, Parsha Shlach, we have the very difficult story of the Meraglim. These great tzaddikim who went to check out the land of Eretz Yisrael and came back only to tell Lashon Hara to deliver such terrible reports about the amazing land Hashem had waiting for us. And this story is very difficult to understand. What went wrong? Shlach Lecha Anoshim V'yasura Eretz Kenan. Hashem gave them permission to go check out the land. V'yishlachu Samosha Eretz Kenan. Moshe Rabbeinu sent them. So how could it be that such great tzaddikim could fail so terribly? Weren't they just following the instructions from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from Moshe? Where was the miscommunication? What went wrong? And says the Sefer Haksava Kabbalah that there was actually a very fine difference between what Hashem and Moshe had commanded and what was actually done. Because like we said, the instructions given from Hashem and from Moshe was Lasuras Haaretz. And what did they do instead? Vayavo ad Nachal Eshkol Vayiraglu Osa. What's the difference between Lasur and Laragel? Says the Ksav HaKabbalah. Lasur means to look for its attributes. Look for the good. Go look for the amazing qualities of Eretz Yisrael. While Laragel means to see the deficiencies, to see the bad, to see what is lacking. Instead of going with an eye to the good, the downfall of the Meraglim was that they were only trying to see the bad. They went liragel as opposed to lasur. And so often in life, the exact same situation can be seen by or even experienced by two different people who will somehow come back and report wildly different experiences. In one story, Rav Levi Yitzchak Mibarditchov was walking with his students when they came across a man who was fixing his carriage while wearing his talis and tefillin. The Hasidim stopped in their tracks and called, "Rebbe, that Jew is fixing his cart in the middle of tefillah!" Rav Levi Yitzchak lifted his hands to Shamayim and he said, "Ribono shel Olam, look at your amazing child. Even when fixing his cart, he's davening." Along similar lines, the story is told of Rav Levi Yitzchak, who saw someone eating on Yom Kippur. After confirming that this person realized that it was in fact Yom Kippur, and that he knew that it was usher to eat on Yom Kippur, Rav Levi Yitzchak turned up to Shemayim and he said, "Wow, Hashem, how amazing your children are. Even those who eat on Yom Kippur will not tell a lie." A friend once pointed out beautifully that when you look at the words nega and oneg, they are made of the exact same letters. The only difference is where you put the I in. Because so often, whether you see life as full of affliction and pain or full of pleasure and good, is how you use your I am. How do you view your life? Chevra, it's true in general that we have no control over what will happen to us in life. But now more than ever, we live in a time with so much uncertainty. So much that's out of our hands, out of our control. So during this time, let's take the opportunity to train ourselves lusur, to look for the good, to be optimistic. And know that while we don't know what will happen, we know that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and kol da'avid rachmana, letav avid. Have an amazing Shabbos.